Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. With all the attention focused on the Patriots' unusually high number of rookies this year, let's not forget that many other NFL teams are relying on rookies as well in 2013. In fact, the Pats will face two rookie quarterbacks in just the first 5 days of the NFL season. That all begins on Sunday in Buffalo when the Pats face rookie E.J. Manuel out of Florida State. It's an extra element of the unknown for the Patriots for week one, and it's how we begin our first opponent preview. For about 2 weeks, it's been pretty clear that the starting quarterback of the Bills on September 8th would be a rookie, either the first-round pick, Manuel, or the undrafted free agent, Jeff Toole. The suspense was removed Wednesday when Coach Doug Marrone announced that Manuel was healthy enough to get the nod, and the Pats are preparing for the athletic but untested 23-year-old.
I mean, strong arm. He can also run the ball. They have a lot of different packages for him. He's a good player for him.
You know, you want to take advantage of him not actually being in an actual NFL game. You know, preseason is still NFL, but, I mean, it's not as fast. You know, the first game is a lot faster. We're going to do what we have to do, but at the end of the day, you know, we're going to try to come after him.
While the Pats front seven may pursue Manuel relentlessly, the rookie's best chance for success may be simply letting C.J. Spiller do what he does best. The running back broke out with more than 1,200 rushing yards last season, gaining 6 yards per carry to lead the league. His big playability and explosiveness are what the Pats are looking out for.
He kind of does everything. You know, you can hand it to him and he can make things happen that way, or he can, you know, line up at receiver and make things happen that way. So he's pretty much an all-around back, somebody that we need to know where he's at on the field at all times.
I've personally seen the growth of C.J. Spiller, you know, from when he was a rookie till now, and He takes the ball anywhere. You know, he'll test the edge. Even if the edge is set, he'll run up inside. Strong lower body. You know, I think that's developed over the years. He's just a complete back.
While the Bills have plenty of carryover in terms of offensive personnel, including tight end Scott Chandler, who scored 3 touchdowns against the Pats last season, and wide receiver Stevie Johnson, there's a new coaching staff, a new scheme, and a big challenge for the Pats D, whoever plays quarterback.
I mean, they got a whole new system anyway, so I mean, it's going to be different regardless on who's the quarterback. So we're just preparing, man. We're just preparing for what we saw in the preseason. And we're ready.
As for the defensive side of the ball for Buffalo, the Patriots ran all over the Bills last season. And Buffalo will be looking to improve upon the 31st-ranked run defense in the league last season. One player to keep an eye on is safety Jarris Byrd, who didn't sign his franchise tender until after training camp. And now he's dealing with plantar fasciitis. Missing the Pro Bowler would be a big hit for the Bills, who are also without cornerback Stephon Gilmore with a wrist injury. That's going to wrap it up for this opponent preview, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.